Hey, listen, I don't care how long you've been married, how long you've been with your girlfriend, how long you've been away from women, how long you've been with women. Sooner or later, Jack, you're going to need Blue Chew. You're going to need it if you like sex. BlueChew.com is the place. It offers men a performance enhancer for the bedroom. All right? And it would help you last longer, help you go the entire night like the stud of the year or whatever. At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. That's right, chewables can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast, because you're chewing them, so they're getting into the salivary glands and getting into the blood a lot faster. The chewables from BlueChew can be taken on a full or empty stomach. And an online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two, Viagra and Cialis. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed quickly, online, groovily, no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation with the nurse going, "What are you in for?" You know, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, all that jazz. Chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor and made here in the USA. That's got to be good, okay? Because we're talking about your dick. BlueChew.com. BlueChew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it. Do it. Here's a great deal for you guys, you studs. Here it is. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code PHIL, P-H-I-L. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code PHIL. Go get some. See, listen, after you use that, then you use this. Pluto TV. That's right. Pluto TV is a marvelous way to relax. It's the leading free streaming television service, over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. So when you're saying things like, "Hey, baby, how about making me a salad?" I'm just kidding around, of course. Maybe she says that to you. But whatever. Pluto TV is easy, it's completely legal, and it's a beautiful thing, man. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV on all your favorite devices like your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you may stream. Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. No sign up, no credit card, no nothing. Pluto TV, an easy and legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and movies. So what are you waiting for? Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today. Want to tell you something? It's time to turn it up with your new favorite podcast, Expeditiously with T.I. It's right here on Podcast One. Join the rapper, entrepreneur, family man, and activist as he bridges the gap and sheds light on important social topics and much more in an authentic, eyebrow-raising dialogue that just might make you want to pull out your dictionary. Hey, download new episodes of Expeditiously with T.I. every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
And welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Margaret Gray here, along with Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw. Here is Phil.
Thank you, Margaret, and everybody.
So how are you feeling? This is your last day for a couple of...
Yeah, your last day on the air making new shows, as you like to say.
Yeah, well, Mr. Henry, you're like on vacation all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, we're just fooling around.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on vacation all the time. All the time. Let me tell you something. We know, Phil, no one knows how hard it is to do this show. And, well, it is, man.
It's all right. You deserve the vacation. The question, of course, that everyone is asking. Ted Bell will be on in a moment. Can I?
Go ahead.
Because this is sort of up my alley. Phil is going to the Maldives.
All right, Margaret, what is it with you and the Maldives?
Excuse, was I talking to you? I'm talking...
You're talking to all of us. Margaret, he's you know, you're talking to the panel, too.
I know, but I don't like him butting in, and he's getting up in my grill. He's messing up my flow.
Go ahead.
Go on.
Now I forgot where I was.
You're talking about the Maldives?
The Maldives, yes. That's where you're going, right?
Yes, we are. We're going to spend a couple of nights.
Never mind about you spending. You're going to spend a couple of nights at Ben's house?
You're staying at his house?
No, man. We're going to be in Dubai. And Ben in Dubai, of course, one of our BSPs.
Yeah, you said you're going to stay with him.
No, I did not say I'm staying with him.
You're not going to sleep on his couch or anything.
Now I know you guys are messing with me.
Of course we're messing with. Where are you staying in Dubai?
I don't really want to say so on the...
Come on, Margaret.
Oh, all right. Well, never mind. So you'll stop, then you're going to the Maldives. And the reason why, well, you know, Ted Bell will cover this in much more detail, but I think when you visit too many countries which start with the word the, you know.
Yeah, because Ted's got it in his head, and he's Ted Bell, and of course you've got Bob Green.
And what about it?
Well.
And then you also have Tom Dovka. who is the Dovka.
Yeah.
What about it, man? What are you telling me?
Well, Phil, you know that he's the Dovka.
What do you mean he's the Dovka?
Mr. Henry, you're going like, what do you mean?
Yeah, it's not very manly.
We're saying to you that that is his imprimatur, okay? That is what he uses, Phil, in his professional life, the Dovka. Jesus.
You don't know that, do you?
No, I do not know that at all. Thank you for cluing me in on that one. Let me, what do we have here? Ted Bell?
Yeah, we got Ted Bell here on line two, and I think you'd want to talk to him, but also the Dovka.
Yeah, the Dovka's going to call in.
So let me just get this straight. You guys are now calling this guy the Dovka, is that it?
Yes, that is the preferred. That's what he prefers, Phil.
Who are we to say no, you know?
Okay, here he is, Ted Bell.
Is this Henry of a Meltdown?
Well, you know. Ted Bell joining us here. I guess we're going to talk about the Maldives. Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing really good. Listen, I don't want to tell you what to do with your life or anything, but you're going to the Maldives. I know the Dovka.
What is with the Dovka all of a sudden?
Oh, no, hold on. Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills, folks. Sorry, I didn't mean to ignore you, but Phil's having a meltdown here.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a meltdown. We're joined here by Ted Bell from Ted's in Beverly Hills at Ted's in Beverly Hills. So the question I have is, you know, you wanted to weigh in, the Dovka?
You don't have to call him the Dovka.
Phil, you don't have to call the man the Dovka if you don't want to, but it's just a sign of respect, that's all.
I have never heard of him being referred to as the Dovka.
Well, he wasn't, this was something he was sort of just...
He was leeching into, I think the words, I don't like the word leech, but he was sort of leaking or leeching.
Yeah, kind of just kind of easing in.
He was oozing it in, yeah.
You're right there. He was oozing into, I know it's a bad word, oozing in.
Oozing into what?
He was into using the Dovka.
Right, and then I heard, and the Dovka did too.
So you're going to call him the Dovka?
Yes, I'm going to call him the Dovka.
All right, so what did you hear?
What I heard was that you're going to the Maldives. And I'm the guy, and I know that the Dovka, and I know Bob Green, of course, has his little ego situation. But I, of course, entered the Phil Henry universe. Yeah, wanting to make sure that you know who I was.
Yeah, you're Ted Bell, so am I if I'm...
Whoa, hold on. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
No, I'm talking to Chef. Do you hear that?
Chef Sedalia. I don't want to give you a hard time, but I'm hearing you just going... You know.
So even Chef Sedalia can hear it.
All right, so what is the point we're trying to make here?
I'll do it. I'm the Bell.
Hey, Dolores, are you the Bell or are you the Ted Bell? Hey, Phil, this is the Chedilia, okay?
All right, let's knock it off, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm the Chedilia. Dovka's going to come on because they wanted to talk to you a little bit about it, you know, about the Maldives.
You've gotten to two, in the space of 10 years, Phil, you've gone to two countries that are called the. You've gone to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, yeah, and now you're going off to the Maldives. And I realize that...
Phil, this is, we know that it's because of the fact that it's an island nation. It's a collection of islands, right?
Yeah, that's why it's called the Maldives. Like, there's just the islands. I don't know.
Yeah, how can they call it the Hawaiian Islands then?
Bingo, right there. What the kid's saying right there, that is a very good point. So what they're saying, Phil, is that obviously there's something special about being called the Maldives.
Yeah, see, they don't call it the Hawaiian Islands.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. It's like the state's called Hawaii. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we just wanted to clarify that.
What do you want to clarify? Do you want to clarify that I'm going to the Maldives?
You want to make sure you're not going to the Maldives because you think you're something special.
That was it, Phil. You don't think you're all this and the bag of pork rinds, you know?
You know what? I can't understand you. I can't imagine Phil can understand that either.
You're doing what I said. You understand, Phil?
No, man. I don't think I'm something special, that and all that and a bag of pork rinds. It's got nothing to do with that. I think your question is stupid, and I don't think you guys are, you know, I can't believe this.
Actually, because I know that the Dovka...
Yeah, well, the Dovka is going to come on here in a minute to talk, so...
And what's the Dovka going to say?
Wow, Phil.
Phil, don't blame us. The Dovka... I mean, I'm sorry. Tom Dovka...
Yeah, I've got line two now.
Okay, here comes Tom Dovka, or if you will... You know what? I refuse. I'm not going to call Tom Dovka the Dovka. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Phil. So who told him he can't? He's not going to call me the Dovka?
Phil doesn't want to call you the Dovka.
I don't understand what that is, Phil.
Chef Sedalia, Tom, Phil thinks it's, a little bit
arrogant. He thinks it's a little, I don't know what the word is. What's the word? Yeah, you ask me what the word is. The word is he probably thinks I'm being too with my nose up the ass or something like that.
Yeah, that says it very well. Nose up the ass.
Well, I'm not, hold on, Ted, let me say it. Phil, all I'm saying to you is, as Nadavka, this is who I am as a radio consultant, okay? I'm having a hard time breathing because I'm sitting here. I just had 3 ham sandwiches.
I can cover you here.
No, I'm all right. I just think that if you would do me the great courtesy of allowing me to be the doctor. Oh, God.
What's going on with you?
I had 3 ham sandwiches.
Phil, why did the Dovka's got to lay down?
The Dovka's got to lay down, huh?
Yeah, Phil, what's...
All right, Ted, hold on for a minute, will you?
Well, I can't hold up.
Now, I want to get this straight. You guys have this guy on, this Tom Dovka, calling him the Dovka, and this is the real deal, huh?
We're fooling around.
Jesus Christ, Phil, you can't go along with a joke, huh?
Did you line up Bell and...
We lined up Ted Bell, and we lined up Chedilia and the Dovka. Not the Dovka, but Tom... He likes to be called the Dovka.
He does, huh?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, it's Phil Henry. So, this is a gag, huh?
Well, I thought it'd be a pretty good gag, you know. But, they're right about the fact that I do enjoy being called a Dovka. I'm not going to force you to do it.
Did you have some issue with me going to the Maldives?
No, not at all. I mean, I just think that when you go to a country that begins with a the, and we want to make sure you don't think you're you're God's gift to the human race, something like that.
If a guy goes to the Maldives...
Oh, we're just talking about you, Phil, you know. That's all.
Hey, Phil, this is Ted Bell. Sorry that we made a chump out of you. We thought it would be fun, and obviously it wasn't. You were losing your temper, and we got the high sign there from Margaret that things were getting ugly.
What do you mean the high sign?
I told him. I said it was getting ugly. You were getting very angry. You'd already been angry during the pre-show.
Well, the last thing I want to do is I don't want to get on your wrong side, so...
Tom, I'll do it. Since you were going to the Maldives, I've been to the Maldives, Phil. I've been to all the countries that start with a the. And...
How many of them are there?
Dad, Mr. Ernie, what's the phone? You're banging around and everything.
How many countries are there that starts with the?
Well, we told you there's the Hawaiian Islands. It's not a country, I understand that. There's the Hawaiian Islands, there's the,
But what about Iceland's not the Iceland?
No.
I looked into this. There's a few countries like the what's it, like the Ghana or some of the countries in Africa, you know.
Over in Africa, I think so. Chef Chedilia?
A couple of the countries in Africa. There's the Ghana, there's also the Gaba, and there's the South, there's Rhodesia.
There's the Rhodesia?
No. Rhodesia. No, that's not the Rhodesia, you know.
All right, so if we had a bunch of countries that started with the letter or the word...
It's more like the word.
The word the, what would we be looking at?
You're looking at some countries that... Yeah, people notice that it's very regal sounding, so you start calling yourself, like me, I'm the doctor, and another guy says, well, I'm going to go to the... Yeah, it was all a big joke
that isn't funny.
Hey, there you go, bingo. It was all a big joke that isn't funny.
Oh, you're going to bust. Look, I'm a radio consultant, Adam.
Thank you very, very much, Tom...
Dovka.
The Dovka, and...
All right, Phil, it was a big gag. The whole thing backfired. It stinks.
Yeah. It really stinks. It wasn't funny at all.
No, it wasn't.
You're right. It wasn't. So thank you very much for that.
Well, wait just a minute. Didn't you tell us that if we had a some kind of an idea, we could go ahead and roll it?
Yeah, it'd be nice if you told me.
But the fact remains, Phil, you are going to the Maldives. And a lot of people think because of that, because of the name of the Maldives, it's like it's very exotic. It might be expensive. Are we getting more?
I'm not going to tell you guys anything. I'm not going to tell you about how expensive it is or how inexpensive it is. I'm not going to...
Well, we know it's not inexpensive. Yeah, but son, you're going to fly all the way halfway around the world, man.
Look, guys, you know I went to Fiji one time. You know I've been to Europe. It ain't like... everybody listening to me right now, no matter where they are and no matter who they are, can travel all around the world if they want to. You can travel... International travel's never been more affordable. It's never been more accessible to just everyday average people. Anybody can go wherever the hell they want, man. You can go to Europe for just a few $100. You can go to Asia for a few... You can go wherever you want to go, man. So it's not, traveling is not the big thing.
Well, that's... what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I'm talking about...
Phil, don't get nervous, but you're saying that international travel, That is, traveling to some of the most far-flung and exotic capitals in the world. Anyone can do it?
Yeah. Damn it, Stanley, what are you trying to say?
Just what I said. Don't get upset, Phil.
Now, Phil, if we're just... If anyone can do it, what's the big, you know...
There's no big deal. In fact, everybody ought to travel. Everybody ought to travel and travel more. And I'm not talking about going with a friend and like a tour. You know, people sometimes go on...
So you're saying don't take a tour and it'll be more expensive.
No. I'm just saying some people go and travel to reinforce attitudes they have. Not a lot of people. Most people who don't like other countries don't travel. They stay in America because they think America's the center of the world. I got news for you. America's not the center of the world anymore. Okay.
Jesus, Phil.
What?
America's not the center of the world.
Well, it's not. We're making ourselves less and less relevant with each passing day. Less and less relevant with each pass. I went to China, man. I was in China in 1982 when all they were doing was riding bicycles. Now today, they got highways, they got cars. I mean, they got a lot of traffic jams. They got a whole lot of crap that they got to start cleaning up. China's one of these countries that has grown so fast and gone so far in so few years that outside of, you know, Beijing and the big cities, the infrastructure is just for crap. You got shit falling apart every time they have an earthquake.
Well, so how is that a recommendation of China?
I'm just saying. I mean, they're on a fast track over there. They're on a fast track. They're developing a middle class. Now, yes, their government over there is restrictive. It's kind of totalitarian, as a matter of fact. But hey, how's that make them any different from where we're going? All right.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
You know, Phil.
Damn, Mr. Hall.
I don't give a damn. Maybe it's time I talk to Mr. Hall.
Be careful what you wish for. More on the Phil Hendry Show right after this.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry to tell you about our Backstage Pass. That's the subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. You know, you can listen to our free new Phil Hendry Show podcast, netcast thing every day. We're on SoundCloud. We're at our homepage at philhendryshow.com. We're also on Podcast One. And you can also access our classic library of archived radio shows. It goes back into the 90s. We've got shows from not only our early days at KFI Radio in Los Angeles before we were syndicated, but also our Miami years. And we've even got an hour, I think, of our year there, our year in Minnesota. And we had an extra year in Atlanta and Ventura. Who knows what'll turn up? It's all part of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, along with TV pilots, radio and TV interviews, a load of miscellany, including lots and lots and lots of video casts. In fact, we're on our way to vacation this next couple of weeks. We'll bring back some home movies for you as well. This is all exclusive content to our BSP. So join us at philhendryshow.com. Sign up for a year, sign up for a month, and it's worth it. It's the best value online other than, you know, porn. philhendryshow.com.
Join us 35,000 plus hours and growing, getting larger and bigger and...
Every day.
Yes.
And now back to more of the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Bob Dew.
Got me all here on line 4.
Oh, God, Bud, what's your story?
You said...
I said I didn't want to talk to him.
Bud, don't you listen to what people say to you?
Okay, David, listen, I didn't want to get into it.
What are you talking about when you say... when you start talking what did I tell you about talking politics?
I'm not talking politics, man.
Yes, you are.
He was, Mr. Hall. I heard him talk about it.
Yeah, he was sort of talking politics.
I'm not talking politics like I'm doing a politic talk show.
Well, you started bad-mouthing the current, you know, and everybody knows how you feel.
No, I'm not, man. I'm just telling you what the future of the country. What do you want anyway?
What do I want?
My God, Phil.
What do I... Boy, I'll tell you, Henry, you've really gotten big time, haven't you? Telling me where to get off, huh?
I own the goddamn, excuse my French folks, company, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I'm not necessarily answering to you anymore, okay?
Yeah.
So, what do you want?
I was gonna say to you, Adolf...
Oh, come on.
I was gonna say to you... That you start straying over into that political territory, Phil, you turn people off.
I understand that, okay?
Then why do you do it?
Because I feel like a bad citizen if I don't.
So now it gets said. How about that, David?
Now you're getting it said, huh? You feel like a bad citizen?
Yeah, Mr. Henry's talked about that a lot.
I have to be honest with you, David. I've heard Phil over a cup of coffee or late night over his favorite tequila. He'll say, if I don't talk about these things, what does that make me a good citizen? He throws his head into his hands. Very dramatic.
Talking about?
Just what everybody's been saying, man. Don't you feel like a crap citizen if you don't talk about this stuff? Some people forget about it. They don't talk about it. They're able to keep away from it. They're able to just, you know, make it something in the background. They just don't think about it. If for me, if I If I do that, I feel like I'm being a lousy citizen.
What does that mean, a lousy citizen?
That I'm not paying attention. I'm not, you know, I'm not talking to people about stuff. That's all.
You just put your finger in your ear.
What about it?
People are watching. So you want to have influence, and you're making all these statements, and meanwhile, he's Phil on his Phil TV that he's got, and he's like, duh-huh. He's got the finger up the ear.
I don't have my... You're listening to what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying, but I'm telling you, you can look at it any way you want, Phil. When you start opening your yap about politics, friend, the ship starts going down.
Well, look at David. Phil may have a point here. I mean, don't people want authenticity?
People want authenticity, but you got a million and one guys doing political talk shows now, and they're real authentic. They're giving their opinions. They're giving their heartfelt opinion. They're talking about how they feel about this, that, something else. You got a dime a dozen bunch of guys. Here you got Phil Hendry, one of the great comic minds in the history of radio, and he's fucking around with it.
Wow.
Jesus. You know, Hall, you need the vacation. I don't need any vacation.
That was absolutely uncalled for.
Why, Margaret, stick to your own knitting. Now, you understand what I'm saying? I don't care if you fire me. I don't give a damn. You can separate from my company if you want, but I'm giving it to you straight.
No, I'm duck. What do you mean fire you? I can't fire you.
Well, you just said you could.
I'm sorry I said that.
Right. You want the honest truth from me. That's what you always said to me. Give it to me straight, David. I said, okay. And I'm telling you, whether you want to be a good citizen or a bad citizen, whether you feel like you have a right to say it or you don't, whether you think people are going to be on your side or you don't, every time you get into politics on this show, you blow it.
Yeah, that's right, guys, you know.
Butt knows. You're blowing it. You're blowing it.
Yeah, you blew it. You blew it.
Yeah, like Robert De Niro there in that, I know, Copland, yeah.
Well, what, Margaret? You're more political than anybody. But I know when to keep my own counsel. Look, Frank and I go back. You know Frank on Twitter. You've seen Frank on Twitter, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have I seen Frank on Twitter? My God.
Yes, Frank's all over. He's bothering people left and right.
Get Frank. You might as well make this a family affair. Get Frank on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, great. Frank on the phone. That sounds like Francophone.
Isn't that interesting? Oh, man.
What's that got to do with that, Miss Henry?
What's that about?
Nothing. Yeah, I got big Mr. Gray's on the phone.
Frank Gray with us. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hello, dear.
Oh, what's going on? I just got this friendly phone call from Dickman saying, hey,
Frank, look, it's David Hall. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Hey, Frank, hold on for a minute. I want $5. No, get 20 across the board there on Inky. Yeah. We want it.
Where are you at right now?
I'm at Los Alamitos.
You're at the track?
Yeah, is there a problem with that?
No, there's no problem.
All right, Frank, listen, I want to ask you something. You know, you're on Twitter. You're doing all that political stuff. We've been telling Phil, if he starts doing political... God damn.
Why don't you slow down for Craig? What's with her anyway?
Frank, this is it's been very emotional here.
Sorry. What do you advise Phil when it comes to talking politics? You're on Twitter all the time talking politics.
Oh, so is Phil. She's on there probably more than I am. I do what I do, and I get out. I do a hit and run. Okay, I don't know what you guys.
I mean, I'm talking about you. Tweet. I see you talking to people.
Frank, you know that you're always talking to Trump, or you're talking to anyone that pisses you off. You're talking to a lot of those clowns, right?
Well, yes, I talk to a lot of them. You know, I mean, Trump. She's. You got to talk to her. You have to say something to her. She's running this country right into the sewer.
Okay, so Frank, what do you think about me tweeting politics?
You, it's a bad idea, Phil.
Aha!
No, I'm just saying, people see you as a funny man. You are the release gasket. You are the relief valve. You talk politics, people go, well, where do I turn now? Who do I go to now? And they might as well go and listen to, I don't know who, what's the show in Denver? You know?
You're talking about Crabby Appleton.
Crabby Appleton, rotten to the core. They're going to go and listen to her because she's married, she has a wife and kids, and she's relatable, even though she's Crabby Appleton rotten to the core.
Crabby Appleton rotten to... I've never heard of this this radio personality.
Crabby Appleton's been on in Denver for years, Phil.
Yeah, you ain't never heard Crabby Appleton, huh?
I knew of a Crabby Appleton cartoon character when I was a kid that Sheriff John ran on the Sheriff John show, you know.
On the what the...
On the Sheriff John show? Are you talking about a kid show?
The show. Look, I knew John Roebuck. That's how much older I am than you, Phil. John Roebuck was a World War II bomber pilot, and she decided when she got out of the Air Corps that she'd go into television, and she'd become a kiddie show. Jesus H, you ready for this guy?
So you're quoting Sheriff John.
What are you talking about, Frank?
What am I talking? I'm talking about Jeff Frank.
You're talking about John Roebuck, who is Sheriff John.
Yeah.
Sheriff, for you guys that don't know, maybe a lot of you, Sheriff John was a local L.A. TV kids show guy at noon. He was a kids show host, and I used to watch him. I love Sheriff John.
Oh, all right. See, you love Sheriff John, and she loved it. But Sheriff John underwent a major life change. John Roebuck had left the Army Air Corps. She had just helped devastate the cities of Germany, and now she's...
I don't think that's fair of you, man.
Who gives a... Get a load of her, will you? Jesus. Hey, Phil, listen. Frank's telling... He's giving us the lowdown. Yeah, I'm giving the lowdown.
All right, but are we talking about Sheriff John devastated the cities of Germany?
Because that's what she did. And she left the Army Air Corps, got married to a beautiful girl, and she settled down with him, and then went into television, went over here, right down here, Channel 11, KTTV, TV, remember Channel 11 when it was Metro Media?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't then. It was a different company. But the point is, and that's what she did.
Well, I loved Sheriff John.
Well, good for you. A lot of people love Sheriff John. Jesus. Yeah, Phil, that doesn't mean that she didn't devastate the cities of Germany. Yeah. So, but do you think Sheriff John talked politics on her show? There's Sheriff John, and she knows that she's got a son listening, and she doesn't want her to hear about politics, so she just became apolitical. And that's what I've always wished that you would do, Phil.
That's what all of us wish you'd do. Just shut up about the politics.
All right, so what do you want me to do with the Twitter feed, then?
Yeah, you gotta go back and just, like, erase everything.
No, don't erase everything. Just start anew, Phil.
Well, I mean, already he was ripping on Trump for lying about that, was that thing lying about?
Wait a minute, who's lying? Robert, what do you mean, who's lying who?
What do you mean, who's lying who?
Talking about Trump is lying.
Oh, don't say Trump is lying, for Christ's sake. She'll be all over you like stink on you know what. And you don't want that.
Oh, yeah, Trump's listening to everything we're saying.
You don't know. You'll never know.
You'll never know. So look, here's what you do, Phil. You were tweeting about what?
I was tweeting about how Trump denied having said that Dorian would hit Alabama hard, the hurricane.
The what?
What the goddamn... What are you doing? What was she doing?
Trump tooted...
Tweeted
that the... Never mind.
There you go. That's the baby.
Gabstetter, just let it slide, man. Just leave it be.
That's exactly it, young man. Leave it, let it slide. You know, it's like Chris Rock, who I love. I love immensely.
Chris Rock's very talented.
Yeah. And Chris Rock says, gentlemen, there's no champagne in the champagne room. She kills me. There, you gotta get it.
Yeah. Hey, Lenny, come here. Across the board, would we get nothing? Okay, double. Just take all of it and let it ride on Sphincter. Yeah.
Christ, is a horse named Sphincter?
I think switch. It's Sphynx.
Sphinx, why you brain dead imbecile? Christ Almighty.
Sphinx?
Well, I don't.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, man, and thanks for letting me know about Sheriff John being a bomber pilot in World War II.
For Christ's sake, Phil, don't be such a namby-pamby, pussy-whipped little punk.
Gotta love it, man. Gotta love it.
What do you gotta love, Miss Hunt?
Just I love the fact that there's Frank, and...
Well, Frank is looking up for you. Look, Phil, Frank has already made his bed. He's got to lay in it. Frank tweets politics. Sounds like an ass doing it with the gender confusion, although he did come up with that. Oh, did you ask him about that?
Oh, you know what? I forgot. I got to get him back and ask him for it.
Ask him for what, man?
Gotta ask about that General Noodle.
Who?
Oh, wait.
It's gender neutral, but just bring him up there online. Yeah. Frank, hi, it's Margaret.
What the Christ?
Frank, listen, is David back?
Yeah, David, line three.
Hey, David, it's Phil. Are you there?
Yeah, what do you want?
All right, what's the...
I want to know, Frank, about gender, you know how you confuse genders?
Well, I mean, that's what they tell me, yeah.
Yeah, you trust us, you do.
Right.
Yeah, do I want to ask you about gender neutral?
Well, here's the idea. If I can be gender neutral, I say, like yesterday I did the example, I picked Phil up at the airport, and they wanted to go meet the Dodgers. And the Dodgers were there at Dodger Stadium, and they wanted to meet them, too.
What is that? Some kind of a weird... Don't you understand what gender neutral is?
You keep saying general neutral.
I'm General Shaw.
Where have you been?
Where have I been? I made myself a ham... Phil bought some of that 25-calorie light ham for you.
And you're digging into it without me? There's a whole 2 pounds of it.
Yeah, I did. I'm starving. I'm almost passing out, for Christ on a crutch.
Well, I'm going to go and get some of that.
Okay, Margaret, you do that while we're talking. What a lightweight.
Margaret, are you going to just walk off and get...
I want to get some of the light ham before it's gone.
You know, I bought that for me, primarily.
Oh, look at her. And you were the big pig-friendly person.
I know, but I haven't eaten all day, man. I needed some protein. I'm sure the pigs in heaven will forgive me.
Yeah, the pigs in heaven.
Like I was saying, oh, here we go.
You know, Margaret, every time you eat ham, you sound like you're smacking down some flapjacks or something.
That'll all do it.
Hey, Margaret, don't talk with your mouth full, okay?
Oh, right.
How's it, Miss Gray?
You got the honey mustard.
Honey mustard. I'm glad you brought that up.
No, Phil, don't get started.
I'm getting started. Honey mustard is the worst shit ever made.
Boy, you are in some mood.
Let me see what's wrong.
What's wrong is all this shit. All of it. You guys and the whole gender new... I don't know.
You're still good, Phil.
Maybe I've got a low blood sugar.
That's what you got. You got a low blood sugar? You're going to be taking off and going to Maldives and everything.
Well, we're going to the Maldives. We're going to leave on Saturday. We're going to stop off in Dubai to see Ben and Jenny, our BSP, our man in Dubai, huh? Our BSP in Dubai. I can't thank you, Ben, enough. What a wonderful gentleman. He has been so cool, man. He's been like a travel agent. And this cat is a school teacher. Ben teaches school in United Arab Emirates, along with his wife, Jenny, and we're going to visit with them for a couple of nights, then off to the Maldives we go. But there's so much shit you got to do.
Well, what are you doing? I mean, you got your passport, right?
There's stuff leading up, man. Get the passport. I had to get my hepatitis booster shot. You got to make sure that Visa is not going to cut your damn card off because you happen to be in bumfuck, excuse my French.
Well, didn't you call them?
No, they told me to turn on location services, and that way they'll know the phone is in this weird country, and so, yeah, he should be spending his money there. Gotta make sure that Thunder gets squared away with Susie. I just ran into Denise tonight. She said she could help out watching Thunder.
And you're gonna clean that dump of a house of yours up. Well, because if you're gonna have Susie there.
Yeah, we'll clean that up. And what else? Oh, and then I got, I got some shirts, got a bathing suit. I haven't been on this kind of a vacation in over 10 years.
Now, wait a minute. You go this kind of a vacation?
Oh,
when's the last time you went out of the country?
On a vacation, it was to Fiji, I think. Yeah. No, well, Mexico.
Well, Mexico doesn't count. You've been to Canada, Mexico, numbers of times. But where have you gone? You know, really gone somewhere, Phil. Really done something with your money.
Fiji.
Fiji? Boy, you...
I'm telling you, and this is just me, it ain't worth going on vacation unless there's an ocean of water, there's a sandy beach, and there's someone there going, "Yes, sir." And there's a drink with a big umbrella.
So you're that kind of the ugly American.
That's me, the ugly American.
Why do you call that ugly American, Joe?
Because I think a lot of people in foreign countries think there's going to be some slob of an American going, "Yeah, go get me a Mai Tai."
No, I don't say that at all, man. All I'm telling you is, for me, vacation is the ocean, endless stretches of water, endless stretches of beach, some dude with a smile on his face and a tray saying, "Hey, you look like you're empty, man. That kind of..."
So you just want to sit and drink?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. And play pool.
And play... You can do that in the States.
No, you can't. Not without getting hassled by a bunch of other Americans. I want to go someplace where there's no Americans, so naturally I'm going someplace where...
Where there are a lot of Americans. Probably, I don't know.
So, Here's where it is at, folks. So we're going to be gone until probably, I think we're coming back the 18th, 19th, but we've got two weeks of encore shows. I've told my BSPs, and I'll let the rest of you guys know, if you do not have a backstage pass, it's probably time to get one, because we're going to be, all of our pre-shows for next week and the week after will be from the Maldives or Dubai. So we'll be doing pre-shows. We're going to bring back home movies to load into the website for some exclusive content for our young people, our BSPs. And tonight, by the way, we will have a chat. We are on for a chat.
So you're not doing a chat?
Is that what I just said?
You are?
Yeah, he just said he is.
I'm so used to you saying, "No, I won't, I'm going to be gone 2 days from now, so I've got to rest up and I won't do a chat."
Keep giving me shit, Margaret.
All right, I'm kidding.
So we have a chat tonight, 7 at 9. No Saturday cinema, I'm sorry. But there will be a chat tonight, 7 to 9. We'll be taking off tomorrow. And, I'll be talking to you guys. Facebook Lives.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to do some Facebook Lives or are you not?
Yes, I am. Yeah, if we got the Wi-Fi and you got the time, man.
Dad, you got the Wi-Fi and I got the Ti-Fi.
Man, that's not even close to funny, man. So, what kind of shots did you get? I just got the hepatitis booster.
Oh, so you already had the shots.
Yeah. And there's something about that the Ventura County Medical Department, or what do you call it? The Ventura County Health Department. Yeah, which is where I got the shots. I couldn't find my... Two times I've been there, I can't find my car.
Well, it's laid out kind of weird. You know, they've got three sets of buildings. It all looks the same. Well, the parking lot looks the same.
Yeah. Well, all right. So that is where that's at, folks. So we'll see you tonight for the chat, 7 o'clock. If you don't have a BSP, get a BSP and come and say hello to us.
And Phil will probably not be in as foul a mood tonight as he was last week.
I was in a bad mood because we had some people, you know. Anyway, I'll be there on the chat at 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. We'll talk to you from Dubai and the Maldives. We'll be with Ben and Jenny, and then we'll come back and
tell us all kinds of ugly American stories.
That's it. That's me, the ugly American. We'll see you later, guys. Love you. Can't live without you. Thanks so much. Don't forget a backstage pass. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is it's worth the price of admission, man. You get 35,000 hours. 35,000 hours of exclusive content. And that exclusive content, of course, extends not only to our, to our shows. It also extends to our video casts as well as our TV pilots that we've shot, so on and so. Is this an actual song, Bud?
Yeah, it's called You Can't. It's Blunderphonics.
Oh, this is Blunderphonics.
Yeah.
So, Jesus.
You play some real. Yeah, this is great.
Whatever. So, we have, of course, all kinds of miscellany on the Phil Henry Show website. It's the worldwide headquarters of the world famous Phil Henry Show. Join us there.
Bye, Phil. We love you and we'll miss you, sort of.
Thank you. I'll be back. It's just a vacation, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but it's a two-week vacation. Nobody, and I mean nobody, in the entertainment world takes a two-week vacation. But you're not in the entertainment world, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm in auto body and auto detailing.
That was very flat. You fed me a shit line, so... Bud Dickman on violin.
Yeah.